smooth transition from a busy day, a special occasion, or just because you deserve it, try Hungarian drinking chocolate, K truffles, and K Spanish orange, just a few amazing chocolates available only from Diane Krohn, K Chocolatier, at www.dkron.com. Well, hello, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, June 16th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you, so please call in to listen live, or if you have any questions, at 347-857-2710. You can also email me here at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com. That's goodvibe, V-I-B-E, experience@gmail.com. Those 10 digits again to call in live or listen live are 347-857-2710. And speaking of smooth transition, my guest today is all about smooth transitions. Her career in the senior move management industry began with over 12 years experience in wedding coordination, real estate, and helping care for her mother-in-law as a CEO of Smooth Transitions of California. My guest and her highly qualified staff help seniors make a seamless transition into a new stage of life. I kind of like that. I'm looking for a new stage of life myself. Smooth Transition helps with changes in living arrangements, senior moves, household downsizing, and estate dispersal. So for peace of mind for your loved one, Sherry Alford is your go-to gal. So please welcome her to the show. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Right. I'm sorry. I have to just laugh at myself.
Great intro.
Oh, well, my smooth transition. You know what? You know what the song I was thinking of playing was? Do you remember Sade and Smooth Operator?
Oh, yes. And, yes, yeah. I think of that a lot when I'm working.
Do you? I bet you do, yeah. But I guess that's a whole other show. So. I am so glad you are on the show today because your company, Smooth Transition of California, does something so priceless and valuable today, especially since the seniors are living longer, are healthy, and are coming to a particular period in their lives where they need to transition. So give our listeners a little bit more about the challenges that seniors and their families face and how smooth transitions can help.
Oh, absolutely. Well, with the baby boomer generation growing the American population so rapidly, this year marks that I think 10,000 people turn 65 or older every day. And that's exactly what you were saying about people living longer and healthier lives and reaching different stages in their lives. And when you're young and starting a family, you're focusing on different things than you are in the senior years of your life. And I'm always encouraging people to make choices when you can instead of waiting until you have to. But we're here to help seniors and their families deal with some of those changes, whether they've chosen it or they're in crisis mode. But we've all accumulated so much stuff. And I tell people we do senior moves, we do household downsizing and estate dispersal, but really the bottom line is we help people deal with all their stuff. So if they're moving from the house they've been in for 30 years and accumulated all sorts of things, and they're moving to a senior community that is maybe smaller square footage, they're kind of stumped with, what do I do with all this stuff? And we're here to help them and their families get through that stage so they're not feeling so overwhelmed. And we can help them do everything from sorting it to packing it to unpacking it, helping you find new homes for all of the things that you just don't want anymore, getting things to families that you want to have so they can enjoy it.
Well, I think we mentioned before, you know, when you're dealing with aging parents, there's a peace of mind that kind of, You want that peace of mind that goes along with it, and sometimes it's not available because we feel it's very stressful.
Oh, and, sure. And a lot
and
of times
it's nice to know that you're that one call to that peace of mind.
Yeah, we joke around the staff that we're kind of the adopted family. We're the adopted daughters that help the families go through this when the kids are maybe out of state or they're being pulled in so many different directions. As the baby boomers are aging themselves, their parents are older. And, you know, whether you're 65 or 45 and you've got a parent that's dealing with a move, that you may have kids in school, you may have a full-time job and obligations within your own household that are stretching you thin. And then you add the complication of worrying about making sure that your mom or dad is getting the best care possible and taken care of during a stressful time. It's complicated and stressful for everyone. So we step in to help where needed to kind of keep things as stress-free as possible.
Exactly. Well, who do you think has more of a problem with this transitioning? Is it the family member of the senior or the senior themselves or both?
That's a good question. I think it surprisingly it is both. Of course, the person in transition is the one that we're focusing on. Even if the kids have hired us, we want to make sure that the person that's actually going through some sort of transition, be it a move or they've got to rearrange things in their house because now they need to make room for a walker or a wheelchair. That's our primary concern, is to make sure that they're comfortable. But there is a great deal of stress for the family members surrounding them because they're seeing a change in the person that's always been the one that's taken care of them. And now the roles are reversed and they're having to take on new responsibilities, or seeing changes just in the environment. The house that they grew up in is no longer going to be available for them. And that's something that can be very emotionally distressful to the whole family.
Sure, sure. I mentioned in the intro that your mother-in-law lives with you. How was that as far as their transition to your
life? I'm very fortunate. I get along very well. I have a great mother-in-law. We get along very well. Not the stereotypical, you know, relationship that daughters-in-laws might have, but I helped her when she lost her husband. She moved from a four-bedroom house down to a two-bedroom, and then the next move was moving from a two-bedroom house into one room in our home. And it is very difficult for someone to face all of those changes, and suddenly your independence changes to now you're a roommate with somebody, and you have much less space to keep all of your stuff, and you need help figuring out, okay, what's going to give me the biggest bang for my buck in the environment that I'm going to be living in. And sometimes it's furniture that was in a different room in your house ends up being in the bedroom that you're living in, just to maintain as comfortable an environment as possible, something that gives you that sense of home that may be just in a smaller space.
And I guess it's also a sense for the senior that they still maintain a sense of their own independence, that they're not relying on whether it's the daughter / or daughter-in-law, son-in-law, that there's a sense of they have a place of their own and their own independence. And you probably have firsthand knowledge of how to translate that to the clients that you help to help that transition along as well.
Oh, absolutely. We help people who do moves that aren't necessarily seniors, but the really rewarding work is oftentimes working with the seniors because of the special situation that they're in. That, you know, in later years, as you're shifting your focus. When you're younger, you're constantly looking forward to raising family, jobs, and things like that. And when you reach a certain age, you stop looking forward and you start looking backward, and you kind of slow down and reevaluate really what was important and what things did you accomplish and what didn't you accomplish. And there's a lot of reflection that you might not have done during an earlier part of your life. And when you're moving or downsizing, what have you, it's a different approach to looking at the items in your homes. Instead of accumulating and filling space, you're looking at, okay, what really is helpful for me now and what do I need? We try and make sure that the seniors stay in control of the situation as much as possible. It's their move, it's their decision whether where they're moving, or you know, what furniture they have, where they want to have things hung on the walls and things like that, because they're faced with so much loss in the rest of their life. We're there to try and make sure that they keep that control whenever possible during this move.
And it, true, and it's also about, like you said, it's about not necessarily an ending of a life, but beginning anew. It's a different life. And that there's, you're not, I guess a lot of people think of seniors and a transition that they're older, but many seniors are living healthy lives. They're able to get around without any assistance of a walker or anything, and they're very active. And so it's just kind of downsizing. I even think about, you know, how much space does one really need, even no matter where you are in your life? You know,
oh,
how
sure.
much stuff
sure.
do you really need? The lighter the load, kind of the better. That's what I'm beginning to figure out kind of myself. But, in my
oh, yeah.
my young age of 25. So
you're a quick learner.
You know what, life is short. You gotta you know, pick it up a little quickly, because you want to get the most out of it. And unfortunately, I think having had a mother who had Alzheimer's, and I went through a kind of downsizing, and I put her into a home, unfortunately, because she was not well, it was a transition to an end, literally, and how to make that end more comfortable. But your company, that's not necessarily the case. You're just helping families deal with moving. I mean, come on, moving.
Yeah.
What is it? Divorce and taxes.
Very stressful. Very,
very
stressful events. And we've helped families move. You know, a lot of times maybe the husband has been transferred out of state and has to go start the new job, and the wife needs to stay home and take care of the kids and get the house sold and have a job. So we've gone in to help with the packing. And, you know, we've done little things like address changes and calling the utilities companies and returning the cable box. Little things that, you know, you don't have to be a senior, but moving can be stressful, and it's nice to have someone experienced who's like, okay, I've got my checklist. We know all the things that need to be done. You focus on the things that are important to you. So
true,
we've
true.
Done
you need to know the, you know, the
unpacking.
Little things. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the little things that somehow creep through the crevices. Now, your company is located in Los Angeles, but I want our out-of-state listeners to know that they can receive help as well. And tell us how people out
of absolutely.
California
can get help. The industry of senior move management is fairly new, but we do have a national organization called NASM, National Association of Senior Move Managers, that's been around since about 2003, believe it or not, and there's about 600 managers across the country, and we even have some in Canada and New Zealand. And so it's a whole network of people who are experienced with this kind of work, with moving and working with seniors or families in coordinating a move and handling those details. So say we have a client who's been living in San Marino, but now is going to downsize to a senior community closer to the family in Ohio. We can help pack and sort here, get the movers there, and there'll be someone at that end to receive them and get them unpacked and settled. So there's always a contact person wherever they're going that can help them with the details.
Now they can go onto your website, right?
Yes. My website is STSCmoves.com, stands for Smooth Transition Southern California, moves.com. But they can also go to the NASM website, NASMM.org, and that'll help them find out-of-state managers as well.
Well, that's good. You know, there's a handful of people across the country to get this thing started. Now, what got you into this senior move management?
Well, my background, as you said, I was a realtor and a property manager for several years, and so I'm familiar with that whole process, and also been coordinating weddings off and on for almost 14 years now, and so I'm comfortable with being the calm one while the family's in crisis mode. And goes back to what you were saying about who is stressed, because sometimes the person who's in transition is a little more calm, and it's the family that's that's adding to the stress level because they all have pressures on them to do what's right and they all have different opinions. So it's helpful sometimes to have a neutral third party come in and make sure that mom or dad's wishes are kept as closely as possible. If mom says, I want so-and-so to get the china when I move, we make sure that that's who gets the china and try and minimize the battle and things like that. So there's pressure taken off not only the person who's moving but also the family, so they don't have to struggle with how are we going to handle this. There's someone who's patient and understanding with, okay, mom's going to go into such and such story that we've all heard 50 times. Well, we're fresh ears, and so sometimes it's helpful that we can sit there and sort through things, and the person can go down memory lane a little bit and have someone new understand that that flower arrangement, nobody else in the family understands the significance of. We'll take the time and find out, oh, maybe that was the centerpiece at her best friend's wedding and her best friend's passed away and that's all she has to remember her. But it's a matter of listening. And it's always easier to walk in and listen to strangers sometimes than your own family.
Of course.
Of all of the other
I've never listened to my family.
Going.
That's the key, right? Don't ever listen to your family.
Don't listen to your family.
You provide a very unique service, which I happen to love. You stage a home for resale, which if you're kind of a house hound, like I am sometimes going around the neighborhood looking at these homes, and it's always amazing to me how when a home is for sale, some sellers choose not to furnish it. And
right.
There are people that really can't visualize, oh, where their dining room table is going to go, or where the china cabinet is going, or blah, blah, blah. But you
right.
stage it. How does that work?
Well, from my years of doing real estate and property management, my husband and I did a lot of staging. And it's interesting. It's a little different working from a full house to staging instead of just going into an empty home. The fun thing is that there's already so much stuff in the house. And like you said, a lot of sellers are going to say, okay, I'm going to put the house up for sale. And it's beautiful the way it is because that's what they're used to. And it is beautiful, but it may not be what the next owner would think is beautiful. So it's a matter of streamlining what stays in the house to show it off to its best and still maintain the comfort level for the person living there as long as possible. But some properties, yeah, they'll show better empty. But if you're still going to live in the house, you probably will want to clear surfaces as much as possible and remove some of the real quirky personal items that maybe make it really homey for you but can be very distracting to a new homeowner. I always tell people that the buyers need a little bit of help. It's great to have a few pieces of furniture in there so they can imagine the home being lived in, but you don't want to go so far as to let them only see you living in the house. You want them to be able to picture themselves. So it's a fine line of how much do you leave in the house and how much do you take out, but especially if they're downsizing, we go through with the client and help them figure out, okay, what are you keeping? What are you getting rid of? What's staying in the house to show off the house to get it sold quicker? And then
but I think that's, I mean,
once it's sold.
But I think that's great advice as far as helping your clients, you know, what do they really want to keep? People that are pack rats that keep everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, and in a transition stage, you unfortunately need to get rid of stuff.
Yeah,
and what really really matters to you and what doesn't, and it's nice to know that you can do that for these people.
Yeah, the tricky part is making the decision to part with some things. Once they start with it, then you kind of get in a role, and it can be very cleansing when you get through them and you go, wow, you know, I got rid of all of this stuff, or the garage is now clean and I can go into it and not be afraid. It's very liberating, but it can be a challenge at first when you open that garage door and you can't even see the back wall, let alone get a car in there, and it's like, oh, I'll put that off until another weekend and I'll just hit it. But, you know, the next weekend's sunny and beautiful, so you go off and do something else, and something happens the next weekend, and time passes. And that's what we've found when we've cleaned out houses or even storage units for people. A family member's passed away and they figured, okay, well, I'll do this all by myself. I'll just spend weekends and evenings. And it's very tiring and very draining, and life starts happening around you and you stop going quite as often. And, you know, properties will sit, or you're paying rent on a storage unit for months and months, and that adds up.
True.
So we go in and we think, okay, you know, we'll get it done in a couple weeks and take that stress off of you.
It's great, and I think you help relieve the emotional side to it, because I think that's what makes it so stressful. People, you hold on to the emotion of an item where you already have the memory within you. It's women in shopping. Every woman says, oh, gosh, I have nothing to wear. Well, you look in your closet and you have
a lot to wear,
so you decide that you're going to get rid of some stuff. So you say, well, there's a lovely sequin gown I don't think I've worn, and this usually happens to me. I get rid of something, and then an occasion arises where I need the item that I just got rid of, but obviously not, right?
Yeah, so, you wouldn't have thought about it and accept the fact that you just threw it in the get rid of pile. Now you remember you have it, but most of the time, you know, people forget what's in their house. And you move in, it's an empty house, you think, oh, this is so great. But we fill in every corner and crevice and closet. When you go to move, you're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even realize I still had X, Y, Z. But if I can give you a little tip on closets, because I always tell people, you know, get all excited to go home and start clearing out, and then you empty out everything in your closet, and then remember, oh, I have a doctor's appointment, I have to go. And you run out of time. And then it's a bigger mess than when you started. So start small. And take little areas at a time if you're going to do it, and give yourself little rewards. Okay, I went through the junk drawer in the kitchen, and you purge that, just that one little drawer, and you'll feel so much more empowered than if you try and take on a whole garage all by yourself at once.
Well, with me, I don't know if you feel the same way, that you start with that one little drawer, then you feel empowered, and you pat yourself on the back, and then you say, well, there's a cute little drawer right next door. Right?
So that one.
Then there's a cabinet right above me.
Exactly.
And then,
that's the way you do it. You just have to do a little step at a time, because if you look at the big project, it becomes overwhelming, and it doesn't get done, and then it just gets bigger and bigger.
It does. And I think you are the perfect person for transitioning seniors and people who need help downsizing. When you've just mentioned your background as a wedding coordinator or realtor, you've already been transitioning people in their lives in other joyous occasions. When a young woman transitions into a married life, and when people transition into buying a home for the first time, or a new a bigger home, or so you have already accumulated all these wonderful skills and qualities to be the person to best help people in any transition.
Oh, thank you. It's a positive thing. It is. I mean, sometimes that moving is not seen as positive at first, and moving is not easy. I tell people, I'm not going to lie to you, it's not going to be fun.
Lie to me.
You're so funny. But you know what? If you can make the decisions and not wait until you're in crisis mode, it's so much easier for yourself and for everyone around you, and you're more likely to be happy with the results. I have people say, oh, I'm never leaving my home. They're going to have to drag me out kicking and screaming. I said, Do you really want to go that way? When it used to be, if you left your house, you were just going to get stuck in some terrible nursing home. But there's so many more options nowadays for senior living, everything from every level of care that you could possibly want, from assisted living, independent living, skilled nursing, hospice care. You don't have to wait until the very last minute. If you don't, then you'll actually be more pleased, because you can make the decisions and stay in control longer, and then focus on other things like your legacy. How do you want people to remember you? Do you want them to remember you, oh, she had so much stuff and I'm so sick of going through it? Or, you know what, I'm so glad she was comfortable in that last place that she lived, and we actually got to spend some time on the weekends shopping and doing things fun instead of, you know, going through all the closets.
But unfortunately, like a funeral arrangements, and I don't mean to liken what you do to that, it's these are things that unfortunately people don't want to face because they're too stressful, they're traumatic, it's change,
mm-hmm.
and we all tend to procrastinate when we are confronted with change in our lives. And that's why what you do is so beneficial, because someone is giving you that responsibility. And so they don't have to
take it off their hands, and they can deal with the emotional things. And someone's past, you know, take the time to go ahead and have the emotions and feel what you've got to feel without worrying about, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with the house? What are we going to do with the such and such collection? You know, we can take care of that while you can deal with family and your feelings.
And it's true, you know, when you're in a crisis mode, people don't think clearly and they make rash decisions. And
mm-hmm.
then they have all these people that are selling them stuff. Oh, you need this, you need that, you need this, don't forget that, and that'll cost you this, that'll cost you that, that'll cost you this. And they're so bombarded with people that are attacking them that they can't make clear decisions that are going to be beneficial for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other topic for another day. Is all
I know,
of the,
but it's so important.
The abuse for seniors and things, because they can be very trusting, and they've got a lot of people, like you said, soliciting their money, their time, and they're just, I'm just trying to get through the easiest way possible, and there are people that will take advantage of them. So it's important for them to know that there are legitimate professional organizations that will keep their best interests at heart.
And that's why you are here and with Smooth Transitions of California. And Sherry, there is 2 minutes left to our show. See, I told you, where did the time go?
Hey, time goes fast.
Time goes fast when you're transitioning.
That's
so
right.
I just want to give a heads up for people to call you. They can call you at 626-429-4408. And also, once again, your website is STSC Moves. Smooth Transitions of Southern California Moves.com. And also, would you please give that website for the national organization?
Absolutely. It's www.nasmm.org. That's the NASM, National Association of Senior Move Managers.
Lovely. You are just a delight. And I wish you are. You're charming and you provide such a valuable service that I think is just so helpful and beneficial, and a gift to those people that are in this particular stage of their life. And I hope all you listeners spread the word about Sherry Alford and her company, Smooth Transitions of California. Sherry, thank you so much for being on my show.
Thank you very much, Lauren.
Good luck with everything. And thank you once again to Sherry, 626-429-4408. You can call her or STSCmoves.com. Join me next time for another wild and crazy journey in someone else's shoes, as my guest will be. This is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you so much for joining me and listening How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. See you next time, and I look forward to helping you find comfort in your own shoes.